Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio. Seventh floor of the Trib Tower. That is Love Spit Love's version of How Soon Is Now. And the reason we play it is because it is featured on the soundtrack to a tremendous movie that I love that's celebrating its 20th anniversary, which I can't believe, a film called The Craft. And one of the stars of that film is about to join us, and she's going to be part of the Craft reunion with Nev Campbell and Skeet Ulrich at the Flashback Horror Convention in a couple of weeks right here in Chicago. The Flashback Horror Convention, I've been a part of it since 2002. It's the best. I am one of the hosts and MCs. It's August 5th through the 7th. Ton of stuff going on the whole weekend. We'll tell you all the details, and you can go to flashbackweekend.com for the schedule and all that cool stuff. And one of the people that's going to be there is Rachel True, who has been in many movies, and we welcome her to the show. Rachel, how are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much for having me, and that was a pretty cool Love Spit Love intro.
Yeah, I got to say, well, that, you know, that soundtrack just kicks ass.
I always loved the Furs, the psychedelic Furs, so I was kind of stoked that Love Spit Love, they got them for the soundtrack.
Yeah.
As well as some of the other bands are totally awesome, too.
Absolutely cool, yeah. I mean, he's got one of the most distinctive voices. Richard Butler's got one of the most distinctive voices in history of music, man. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm so excited that you're coming to Flashback Weekend in Chicago. Do you ever get to Chicago?
You know, I've been a couple times. I've had an absolutely fabulous, experience each and every time. So I'm coming in just for the convention, so I probably won't get to see much of the awesomeness that is Chicago, because usually you kind of see your hotel room and a convention. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm really excited to be coming back.
Well, you know, we give the horror fans here in Chicago are they really love the genre, and I think they're going to love seeing you there, and it's going to be a good time. So tell me, first of all, how The Craft came to you.
Well, actually, a friend of mine who's been in some horror, I say it like horror because I'm in New York, some horror movies, I really have a trouble with that word, Jordan Ladd, who was in Quentin Tarantino's Grindhouse, and she starred in Grease, which was a horror movie, and she's been in, Cabin Fever.
Oh.
So anyway, long story short, and I had done a horror movie together with Alyssa Milano called Embrace of the Vampire that her and I don't really speak of because it's kind of an embarrassing movie, which is way back in the 90s, and Jordan called me up and was like, I just read for this film that you should totally read for your perk for it, and that's kind of how it began, but they weren't really looking for anyone black, so I, kind of had to fight to get in. And then on top of it, my agents at the time were like, yeah, we don't think you're really right for it. And I was like, really? Because I do. and so, and I always mention that story because I want other performers, or it doesn't even matter if you're a performer, to know, like, you really want something, you go after it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even when you're told no. So I found a manager who had wanted to work with me, and I said, if you can get me in on this project, we'll work together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how, word of mouth through friends. And then I went in and read a couple times for it, three times over the course of a few months. And then there was a screen test, they do these, but not like they used to, like old school Hollywood style on a big sound stage at Sony, with shot on film, with a whole set and everything, with a couple girls, one or two who weren't in the movie ultimately, but Firuza and I were definitely in the screen test together.
Now, did you guys, now the four of you in the film, Robin Tunney, Chicago's own Robin Tunney.
Oh my God, Robin Tunney, you know what's so funny? Robin Tunney was at the screen test, but she was testing for Bonnie at that point.
Is that right?
I blanked it out, yeah. and then they switched her over to the, the lead role,
yeah.
That she played. So, yes, Robin Tunney is an amazing actress.
And so you guys, Firuza, Robin Tunney, Nev Campbell, did you guys get along? Did you spend a lot of time together? Because it feels like you guys were really tight.
Well, I'm going to be, totally honest. Like, me and Nev did, because we had, we were in a lot of scenes together.
Yeah.
And I think Ron and Firuza had so much to do that they were probably exhausted. I don't know how much hanging out anyone was doing. But, not really.
Okay.
I mean, me and Nev, totally. We're still friends to this day. And we've gone on many a trip together across the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But we all got on fine. It's just, when you're working really intensely with people every day, you kind of need a break.
Yeah.
But I really think everybody did a great job in their roles. Firuza is so amazing in that movie. We follow each other on Twitter.
Yeah.
And she's just such a strong actress.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I developed a massive crush on her when
and she's stunning, beautiful, like with those gorgeous blue eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, she was definitely like a little scary as Nancy.
Yeah,
she owned that part. You
she
know?
Did. No, so, all of you were great in the movie. Well, I'll tell you what, even though if you weren't hanging out together, it felt like you did. So you did your job because it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we are actors, so it wasn't like we were not hanging out. But honestly, you know, it's like we were kind of just doing their thing. I was probably the least experienced. Nev had been in a bunch of Canadian stuff. Robin had worked a ton. Fruza had been a child actor, and I'd been working for a few years, but not as much as them. So I was probably the most intimidated, to be honest.
What was it like working with Andrew Fleming, who I think is just a very underrated and terrific filmmaker?
Oh, my God. Did you see his film Dick? It's great.
Yes.
It's such a good movie, and he's done tons of great stuff since then. But I love Andy. He's super fantastic. I got the best advice from him the night before the screen test. He called me up and he said, okay, you know, we have the screen test. He goes, Rachel, just don't drool and the part is yours. So I was like, oh, okay. And so I really tried hard not to drool in the screen test. And then when we were shooting the movie, he gave me another piece of great advice, which is, Rachel, just don't do anything. Just like you are the character already. You don't even have to do anything.
Wow.
So, you know, he was really great at just like saying, Rachel, you already have it. Be confident
in what
you're already doing. And as well, like, you know, just to put out there to other, not just performers, whatever your career, whatever your thing is. Like, I remember when I was having trouble, you know, getting read for the film, they also were like, maybe you're too old. That's what my own agent said. And I just said to them, listen, if anyone's going to play a little black witch in this town, it is me. So, you know, I just kind of magicked that up.
Yeah. Now, are you surprised by the following that this movie has 20 years later?
Well, like, yes and no. Like, yes, of course I'm shocked because, like, you do a movie and you don't know if anyone's ever going to go see it. But on another hand, and this is, like, falls in line, I think, with, like, the power of intention, because before I booked that, I'd done CB4, a Chris Rock movie, and I just kept saying, and at that time, this was, like, the early 90s, mid-90s, I mean, the Heathers was on TV, like, every weekend, you know, like, on the movies. And I remember saying to myself, I just want to be in a movie like Heathers that everybody really loves and people are still watching years later.
Yeah.
So what I learned from that was awesome, but aim higher.
Yeah. Well, it's such a great film. It really is.
And Skeet is really great too. Like, you know, it's going to be super fun to see them. You know, I only wish that the other girls were going to be there as well, but I'm sure they have other commitments.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. So that's one of the things that's happening at the Flashback weekend here. It's the Kraft reunion, and they're going to screen the film too.
No way.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. So, you're going to have a great time at Flashback Weekend. I've been a part of it. I've been a host and an MC there. I'll be there all weekend, and I've been a part of it since 2002. And,
so you're an OG. I've never been to Flashback Weekend, so I'm really excited because I'm kind of only done a few conventions like last year. I'm sort of still new to it all, and it's really exciting and fun to meet people who are so enthusiastic about stuff you've done.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Half Baked. There's another movie that's another film that you're in that's, you know, like 18 years later, people are still watching it.
I know. I like to work with comedians like before they hit it really big.
is that what it was? Yeah. So you did CB4 with Chris Rock, and then with Dave Chappelle.
That's right.
Do people come up to you on that one as well? But I would imagine, still.
Still, like, more than you think. Like, so much so that if someone yells Mary Jane, I kind of turn around at this point. Only because I didn't for a long time, and people were like, didn't you see? Like, we put on Mary Jane, the song for you, and we're screaming Mary Jane. So I think it's actually super great. Like, that's another movie. It's like a silly pot comedy, and I think I read maybe once, twice. I don't even know. Like, maybe only once, but with Dave. And I think I, like, rubbed his head because he was, like, shaved head at that point. And we just, like, got on really well. And it was such a fun movie to work on. Shot it up in Canada. And Sarah Silverman's sister, Laura Silverman, was, like, one of the only – there's only one or two other women in the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it was a blast. And it was kind of like having a bunch of brothers, you know. And that's why I love movie making, because it's silly. Everyone asked if we got high while we were making it. I'm like, we're shooting a movie. It's not real. I'm not saying what we did or did not do off camera, but ultimately it's a movie.
Right. Well, that's funny because like I'll watch a film like Up in Smoke, and you know the classic pot comedy of all time, You go back and watch Up in Smoke, and I watch it, and I'm absolutely convinced that they're completely baked. Well, you know.
They probably are, by the way.
Yeah, and then I think
it was a different time. Because even when we shot that movie, I couldn't really talk about it in press the way I would today.
Yeah.
With pot being more legal-ish, you know?
Right. Right.
So times have changed, but I was totally stoked that Tommy Chong was my dad in that. Like, I felt like this is definitely a pot comedy.
You know, no question about it. It's become a legendary one as well. Now, you've worked on TV, too. You were in Half and Half.
I was for quite a number of years.
Do you like working on television? Do you prefer either TV or movies? Do you have a preference?
Well, you know, it's crazy. Movies, everything has changed so much since when I first started. The first thing I ever did was a film. So unlike some people who spent years in theater and the boards, the first thing I did was a film. So stick a camera close to my face, and I'm super high. Tom's a close-up, and I'm very happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I love film for that. But again, when I was coming up in the 90s, there was so much in film and Sundance Film Festival, which is still around, of course. But things are changed. You know, it's tentpole movies now and superheroes and three-picture deals. It's the indie feeling has really changed. So I love film, but I also loved television to create a character over a number of years compared to shooting something for 3 months, you know, or a month or 6 months, whatever it is. Felt great. And, you know, TV money is awesome.
Yeah, I bet. Now,
that's fun part of it, too. But performing in front of a live audience on the sitcom was super fun, by the way. I found that really gratifying to, like, make people laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And you were on that show. But how long did that show run? Like 5 years?
Like four. We did over 100 episodes.
Well, there's your money.
Well, you know, there's some money. But we were on a net let. Like, we were on UPN,
oh,
which
right.
is now WB. And I think WB is the same. Like, they're not considered full network. So unlike, listen up, accounting people, but ABC, NBC, and CBS pay residuals. Like, when your show repeats in the summertime, you make just as much money.
Right.
Almost as you did on the first run. On networks like UPN, WB, you don't get any residuals.
Oh,
so.
That's too bad. That's too bad.
It's not as fun, but amazing. I mean, listen, TV money's great, even if it's a lower lot. It's still a really good salary.
Yeah.
Even if they're paying you scale, it's a pretty good rate. So,
yeah.
And as well, like, you know, just being able to act and have a national platform is super fun.
Cool. Rachel, hang on, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, I want to talk about your website, Some True Things, and I want to talk about
okay.
The nutritional stuff that you do. I want to get into
fabulous.
That as well. Okay, so hold on.
Yay.
All right, there we go. Rachel True, everybody. You can meet her at Flashback Weekend, August 5th through the 7th at the Crown Plaza Chicago O'Hare Hotel. It's great. Flashbackweekend.com as part of the craft reunion, and it's going to be a good weekend, and you can meet Rachel there. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back on 720 WGN. All right, welcome back, everybody. You should be picturing the opening credits of The Craft right about now when you hear that. At least I do. Rachel True is one of the stars of The Craft, and she is going to be part of the Flashback Weekend here, horror convention right here in Chicago. And it's August 5th through the 7th. It's going to be a great weekend. I'll give you details on some of the great events that are be happening, and many of the other stars are going to be there. We're talking with Rachel True right now, and we welcome Rachel back to the show. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, really. So let's talk about SomeTrueThings.com, and you are now hosting classes, and tell everybody how you tell everybody about this passion of yours.
Well, I am really passionate about getting the message out that, like, we can take our, be healthy and fit at any age. You know what I mean? Just feeling good and healthy in your body at any age is super important to me. I had right after Half and Half ended, a health thing, really common woman thing, and I ended up with a major surgery, and I was super fat, sick, and nearly dead when it ended. And I was, that's kind of why I wasn't acting as much for a moment there, and I've started back again now that I've gotten everything together, and I'm a lazy girl, so I know if I could kind of figure this out, and if I could do it, I know other people can too. And my whole message is sort of try to do it naturally, try to use plants that heal, as opposed to, not against big pharma, certainly handy, but it's not necessarily for me. I do better with natural things, and so I have posts on there like about gut bacteria and how important it is to our mental health because, you know, a lot of people who – there's a lot going on in the world these days. It's really heavy, and a lot of people are being put on antidepressants who are kind of sad when it turns out maybe they just need a vitamin D. They're not getting enough vitamin D from the sun. We live in America. Lots of people are low on vitamin D. Hard to believe. But symptoms of vitamin D deficiency are depression. Also, gut bacteria. If your gut bacteria is off, which can be fixed with a probiotic or a prebiotic food, the symptoms, again, are depression and moodiness and all these negative things that they put people on pharmaceutical pills that kind of bandage over the problem rather than fix them. Because, and I'll stop babbling, but the one thing I want to add is, like, for people who are a little blue out there, 90% of your serotonin, which is, you know, the feel-good hormone, feel-good thing, is made in your gut. And then they sent up to your brain through the enteric nervous system. And if you don't have the right gut bacteria, you don't make enough serotonin, and there's just no way to feel good in your body. So that kind of stuff. And then I have, like, hormone posts and stuff, stuff about my hair, because everyone likes to know what I use for my hair.
Yeah, you have fabulous hair, Rachel.
Well, it's all mine. I'll say that much. Like, I kind of, you know, that's my thing, is I kind of like to be natural, because a lot of women I know, and whatever anyone else wants to do, by the way, is fine. But for me, I like the idea of never doing any plastic surgery or Botox or anything like that. And the great thing about, like, eating healthy and learning about nutrition for me has been, like, BET put up a post about, oh, my God, you're so old, but you look pretty good. And my thing is, I know, it was actually a really nice thing that they, article that they put up, although no woman wants their age blasted on the Internet. But
right.
I'm not embarrassed. I think, like, and it's nice to think that people think I look a lot younger than I am, but it's also because I do these things that are good for my body. It's like the byproduct of healthy living is looking really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I can see people listening is, I got off cigarettes maybe like 5 years ago, and that was a really big deal. Like, if you are thinking about quitting smoking, like, give it up just for vanity's sake. Seriously, like, your face will look 7 years younger.
Yeah, that's true. Now, you mentioned the probiotics. How do you feel about supplements? Do you advocate it through food, or do you advocate maybe taking a supplement?
Listen, I advocate it through food mostly, but sometimes, you know, it is impossible to get it all through foods. But I'm not on supplements, to be 1,000% honest. I think it's really hard to test the efficacy of them and know, you know, whether a quality supplement or not. You have to be really diligent about what's, you know, who you're buying them from. That's what I'll say to people. But I think, you know, there are some general supplements I do like. I eat mostly vegan and raw a lot, but I also, I'll have a little fish once in a blue moon. I'll give my body what it needs. But, for example, I do think omega-3 fatty acids, which you can get from krill or you can get from fish. And there's also vegan sources of omega-3 fatty acids from lichen, which is a moss, are amazing, because that is a fat that your brain needs. And if you don't have that fat, it's hard for the brain to function properly.
Mm-hmm.
And probiotics, I think, absolutely. Our standard American diet is, you know, it's like substances. It's not necessarily food with nutrients. So
yeah.
I think a probiotic is super important, because we're not eating the foods that feed the good bacteria. We're eating foods that kill the good bacteria in our stomach and colon. And that I do believe, and again, I'm no doctor, obviously, but I do believe that's part of why we have a lot of health problems. Because, again, I looked at myself like 5 years ago or six, whenever I had my surgery, so 5 years ago, and I went 4 years ago, and I thought, I didn't even recognize myself. I look like an old auntie. I look just like, and everyone goes through that, where you look in the mirror and don't recognize yourself. But here's the thing. You can do something about it, like, and you can feel good in your body at any age. So, and the other thing is, like, a lot of women and men have hormone imbalances that make them overweight or unhappy. So it's, like, little things like that can be fixed with food or perhaps natural hormone supplement, not a synthetic, but natural one.
Yeah.
So getting back to what your great-great-great-grandparents did, really, think of what would Laura Ingalls eat?
Yeah. SomeTrueThings.com. It's a really terrific website. I was perusing it for a while.
You're super sweet for even mentioning that. I really appreciate it.
No, it's my pleasure. SomeTrueThings.com, and you should check it out. And also, you're on Twitter at Rachel True, if people want to.
I'm at Rachel True, and then I'm on Instagram at True Rachel True, because this other girl, Rachel True, won't give me my name. So it's at True Rachel True, and, you know, people are really active on there. So I just want to give a shout-out to my Instagram followers. They're awesome.
Yeah, really cool. I do want to – I have to mention this. You've been in a couple of Sharknado movies. And I can't let the interview go by without talking about making Sharknado movies. What's that
well,
like?
Well, here's the thing. thing. I had done some, like, you know, it's The Asylum. They do very silly but fun movies, and they do the zombie show that I really, really like. And so anyway, I'd worked for them on a couple little things, and they called me up, and the casting guy calls up, and he's like, hey, do you want to fly an airplane with the original guy, Robert Hayes, from Airplane, and be eaten out of the, you know, plane in midair by a shark? And I was like, I thought about it. I actually had to think about it for a moment. And then I went, yeah, totally, I think I do, because... And here, I'll tell you something about myself. One of my fears is, like, to survive a plane crash but be eaten off my flotation cushion by a shark, right?
Oh, man.
Like, no, really, that's totally one of my fears. So I was like, this combines all my fears, and and I got to work with Robert Hayes. It's like a fabulous head of hair still.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, those movies, they're just so goofy, but they're very entertaining.
They're really ridiculous, yeah. But, you know, you got to give it up to The Asylum. They're really clever for pumping out stuff that, you know, like, hits the zeitgeist.
Yeah, absolutely. And they, you know, and they do it. Obviously, the tongue is firmly planted in the cheek.
They have the biggest sense of humor about anything. Like, actually, if people like the Sharknado movies, you should really follow David Latt. He's the executive producer of all those movies, and he's like one of the co-owners or, you know, people in charge at The Asylum. And I don't know what intern is running his Twitter account, but they are hysterical.
Or it's
David himself, David Latt. But he's really funny, and he responds to people about Sharknado all the time in a very tongue-in-cheek way. Yeah. So, you know, I just like to have fun, basically. Yeah. You know what I mean? When I'm working, like, that was a great, fun, silly thing to do.
Yeah, that's great. Flashbackweekend.com for your tickets, and I'll give you information about what else is happening. Rachel True is going to be there August 5th through the 7th at the Crown Plaza, Chicago, in O'Hare, and it's going to be great to have you out there. I will say this, Rachel, you're not coming to the healthiest eating city in the world. I want you to...
I was already like, oh my God, where am I going to get my juices? How am I going to get my juices? And then I was like, relax, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, no, we're known for...
If there's any juicing companies out there that want to send me some juice, feel free.
Well, I'm sure you'll be able to get it, but I'm just saying, you know, we're known for our pizza and our hot dogs and our beef here, so...
Again, like, I really don't have any judgments for what people eat, because I get it. Food is awesome. But I just want to thank you so much for letting me babble on about the health stuff, because it really is, as much as I'm passionate about acting, I'm as passionate about, like, hopefully having people be healthy in their body.
No, it's obvious, you know, at your website, and I knew that you had a lot of passion about it, and we had to talk about it. That's just all there is to it.
Super kind of you, and I can't wait to meet you at the weekend.
Yes, I'll be there, and I believe I will be doing... the Q&A for the Kraft reunion for You Three Guys.
Oh, sweet!
So
sweet.
I will be moderating that, and I'll come up and introduce myself when the weekend happens. Rachel, you are just so incredibly charming, and I'm so glad that you were able to do the show.
No, thank you so much for asking me, and have an awesome rest of your night.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. There you go, Rachel True. Everybody, she's awesome. Awesome. I have a crush on all four of the girls in the Kraft. I would marry all of them. So there you go. Flashback weekend. I'll give you more details on what's going on that weekend and how you can get tickets. Rachel True, she's awesome. Check out sometruethings.com. She's got a lot of great advice on there, so you should check that out. All right, we'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.